Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today, we're interviewing one of the two candidates that are running for Panorama School Board District 1 seat, and it's Cale Kastner joining us. So thank you very much, Cale, for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, why don't you, first of all, Cale, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, your educational background, family life, jobs you've had, boards or organizations you've served on, those kinds of things.
Yeah, so I've lived in rural Guthrie County my entire life. In fact, in District 1 almost the whole time. I live less than a half mile from where I grew up, and I've farmed for 19 years right here north of Yale. And I actually went to Perry School because I went to Catholic school, and then I just went on and finished high school in Perry then from the class of 1999. I've been on the Guthrie County Cattlemen Board for 15 years and former president for six of those years. I'm a 4-H co-leader along with my wife for the Dodge Dodgers here in Guthrie County.
Okay, and then let's kind of tackle some other things that are going on within school. Obviously, one of the biggest issues and the ever-changing world of COVID-19 still being very much a big topic for schools. Do you think that the school district of Panorama and the Panorama School Board are doing everything it can to mitigate the pandemic and keep students and staff safe?
Yeah, you're right. The last year and a half have brought a lot of changes to how we accomplish school, trying to keep the school experience as normal as possible for the students and staff. It's been a challenging, to say the least. I'd say we've done our due diligence to keeping everyone as safe as possible while making sure our students are still obtaining the best learning experience possible. As of yesterday, we only had one case in the student population and zero in the staff out of some 700 students and close to 100 staff. Personally, I rely heavily on the recommendations of our governor as far as what we need to do to provide that most safety to keep everyone in our district during these uncharted times, I guess.
Kind of opening up the door a little bit here for you. Are there like maybe two or three items or issues that you see the school district currently facing that you'd like to help see changed if you're elected to the Panorama School Board?
Number one, I'd have to say teacher retention. I believe that we have some of the best teachers in our area, and I want to do everything we can to keep them here. And tying into that, new teachers, young teachers, it's hard to get our hands on them and then retain them because it's awful hard to, in a rural school district like we have, to compete with the metro schools or the suburban schools. They can afford to pay them more than we can. You know, that's number one. Number two, fiscal responsibility. I'd say we have a very good system of checks and balances within our board team, and not wasting the taxpayers' money is one of my big things. We have lowest tax rate in the area, and that's something I'm proud of. And also, we've made a budget surplus, and that's easier said than done with a district like we have. And I'd have to say number three would be District 1. I want to continue to make sure everyone in my district has a voice. That's why my personal email is tied to my school email, and my cell phone number is on the website. I like to consider myself as always available and approachable.
Obviously, every school district's always fighting to see the enrollment increase. So what are some ways that maybe you see the Panorama School District could do to increase its enrollment and have more families go to the Panorama School District?
Yeah, keeping a steady enrollment in a rural district 40 minutes from a metro area, it's a tough game. We're lucky enough to have an incredible team of teachers and staff who do whatever it takes to continue to make our school attendance for families to move their children into. Combine that with the facilities we have in place and the athletic complexes we offer, all of which are second to none, I'd say we're doing pretty well. This year, our first day of school headcount was 8 students stronger than last year, so we're heading in the right direction at least.
All right, and finally, as we wrap up our interview here today, Cale, can you just tell us why are you running for re-election to District 1 seat on the Panorama School Board?
I'm running for a second term because I want to continue moving our school in the right direction, academically, fiscally, and responsibly. I truly believe we have the best district around, and I want to keep it that way. I take a lot of pride in giving everyone a voice, especially the small towns and rural residents. I think it takes several types of people to make a team like we have, and there's strengths among all of us. I like to think I have to sit back and look at both sides of every issue. I want to be fair to all and always consider what's best for the students, the teachers, and the district.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program, here running for re-election to Panorama School District 1 seat is Kale Kastner joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.